Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
One of my friends told me that she was recently on a flight and the lady that was sitting in front of her with her young child, the young child cried the entire time. She bought everybody in the row in front and everybody in the row behind them a round of drinks on the plane.
That's very nice of her.
I thought so too. And then I was like, I mean, as a mom, I would never expect another mom to do that. Like, I get it. Flying with your kids is hard. But is there an actual etiquette in the way you do it when you're flying with children?
Karen, this sounds nice, but just sounds nice. Doesn't sound required to me.
Karen Thomas is one of the nation's foremost authorities when it comes to etiquette. You can get all her info on her website, ktetiquette.com. Karen, like, is that the thing? Everybody's got to buy drinks for one another when their kids start crying on the plane?
Now, that is not the etiquette. However, that was the right thing to do. When your child or somebody with you is the cause of perhaps a nuisance or disturbance or whatever, smooth the feathers, so to speak, of the people around you. They try to make it up to the people. You don't have to do that by etiquette standards. What you should do is do everything to calm and quell the situation. Maybe get up and walk with the child, you know, maybe up and down or do a couple things, but definitely try to make the other passengers as comfortable as possible and be very, very apologetic.
You know, Karen, that makes a lot of sense to me, because if I just see somebody putting in the effort, like, I mean, I've seen children before. I'm a grown adult, so I know that some days they're great and other times they're difficult, and there's all sorts of factors. And when you're flying, that's a big one, but if I see a parent making effort, that's fine. What bothers me is if a parent is leaving everybody else to watch their child. To me, that is the wrong way to handle things.
You know, the responsibility of the parents is to make sure that the children are as least disruptive as possible. It goes over a little easier, like you said, Raven, when you see a parent making, you know, an effort, and that now you start to have empathy for them and you say, oh, my goodness.
Right.
You know, they're really trying, and you start to feel bad for the parent.
How can I help? Can I do something? Right.
Exactly. So do everything and anything you can to quell the situation. But again, I think people are empathetic to the fact that you're trying.
Should you get one of those t-shirts to put on your kid that says, I apologize in advance?
That is funny. I mean, if you know that, you know, your child might be the one that's going to be disrupting everyone, you know, it wouldn't hurt.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's do the flip side. If you are the person that's sitting next to the parent that has the child that's going crazy. I mean, I've been that mom. It's awful. But how do you politely say to that mother or father? I keep saying mom. It could obviously be either parent. How do you say, hey, control your kid?
Well, you know, what you could definitely do is say to them, is there something that I can do to help you? You know, offer some assistance and see what the parent says, because that way that is making the parent acknowledge that there's a problem. By stating something to the parent directly, that kind of brings it to the forefront. And at that point, you should be able to come to some sort of agreement. Well, let me do this, or can I help you? If not, and all else fails, you can get up and go to the stewardess and say, you know, I'm in row G and the child is, you know, incessantly crying or whatever the situation may be. And then as a last resort, enlist the stewardess to help.
I think that's very crafty, because if a stranger offers you help, you'll take it if you're in desperate need.
Imagine that Raven asked the person next to him, like, do you need help? Because their child is going crazy. And the next thing you know, Raven has to babysit a 7-month-old for a 4-hour flight.
I'm prepared now. Yeah. I know what I'm doing.
All right. You can find Karen Thomas online at ktetiquette.com. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.